Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Yes, no matter what day it is. Thank you to everyone that's bought swag because without you, there can be no us. We decided to put sayings on the shirts. So go check it out. See what we put on there. I think my favorite one is I put in a little crop top that says she fine, fine. So I'm going to buy that. I'm going to wear it. Not to the gym because I don't go to a gym, but I'm definitely going to wear it around town. People are going to be like, yo, where the fuck did you get that t-shirt? Like,
you're going to wear it when we go downtown to interview people.
Oh, fuck yeah. No, yeah. She fine, fine. Yeah. So if you guys want a she fine, fine crop top, go get one. Head on to realtalksunday.com. But Val's gonna lead this episode because I live under a rock and I've already blasted my cherry on one trash TV show this year. So I can't dedicate myself to another one. But fill me in. What's going on? What are we talking about today?
Oh man, I mean, everybody knows about this except you, literally.
Yeah, sorry. So I've seen bits and pieces of it on TikTok, but
yeah,
more for the funny clips, mm-hmm. not for the context.
So Vanderpump Rules is a big deal. It's been on for 10 seasons. It's on season 10, was ending right now, and then they're doing the reunion. And so these people are so smart. I just want to say,
like a Real Housewives feel?
Yes, it's okay. Bravo.
Yeah.
I just want to say, whoever is doing this, they are torturing me and they are the smartest people at the same time. 3-part reunion. Are you kidding me? And you have to wait each week to see it.
The marketing.
Great. That's decision. Wow. Horrible for me. Great for them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so to catch you up. The reason why we're talking about this is it's a scandal, okay? So,
literally, Ezra was like, wait, is Scandal the Vanderpump Rules or is Vanderpump Rules the scandal? Scandal. Is that a show that's from there?
So, his last name is Sandoval, and they're calling it Scandal.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know. So,
he sounds like a real asshole.
His name's Tom Sandoval. So, it's Sandoval Tom. And Ariana. We're together for 9 years. We're not even going to the backstory of it because we've got other things to talk about.
Don't need it.
9 years. They just bought a house together, all the things. Can't even imagine what that costs in LA. Let's not go there. But anyways, she finds out that he was cheating on her with her best friend. Best friend.
That makes me nauseous.
This bitch was with them all the time. They have photos, like the three of them. BFS for life. Like, all of that. They would go on camping trips. They would go to his shows because he performs karaoke.
They're their best fucking friends.
All these things, right? And
who's the best? What's the best friend's name?
So her name is spelled Rachel. Kind of weird.
Deaf.
They call her Raquel. She wants to be called Raquel.
Okay.
So now they're calling her Rachel.
Yeah, we'll call her Rachel. For yeah. Sure. We'll call her Ratch.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're at.
And so, the way they found out, this is even better, is she had a suspicion, Ariana did, grabbed his phone, looked at it, looked in his photos, and found a screenshot of a FaceTime video, and it's like a video of them having FaceTime sex. So anyways, cut to, it's horrible, 9 years. It had been going on for months, not just like a little bit. It was an affair for months. And nobody knew except his best friend, but yeah.
His best friend knew. All the men out there are like, that's a real, that's a real, real.
That's the bro code.
That's a bro code.
So 9 years, she's pissed. She is doing amazing things. She looks amazing.
Good.
Oh my God.
Good.
Revenge.
Way to take her power
She
back.
Won't even look at him in the reunion.
Fucking
she's
yeah.
like, you don't even deserve.
You don't deserve it.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so great.
Good for her.
So, but they're just playing victim and she's, it's
Cute.
Bad. You have to just see it. I don't know. It's
I'll wait
good.
For like that highlight reel to come out. You know
yeah,
what I'm
totally. So we'll bring with that. It is a scandal. It's crazy. My sister actually has a similar story, which is crazy to me. This happened before Scandal, so shoot, maybe she should
like
have
the inventor,
yeah,
of this scandal.
So she was with this guy for 2 years.
Let's introduce her. She's our guest star
sorry.
For today. Sorry, it's hard because Val's selfish and she forgets.
That's not what it is. We didn't say we were gonna. She was gonna introduce herself.
Okay. Yeah, of course she's going to. No, that's our guest for today because Val, you've never been cheated on.
I've not.
Never been cheated on. So though we lack the first person perspective, we do not lack the empathy. We do not lack the sympathy. And I will be goddamn if I lack the anger, because like the more I was researching this, I was just like, this infuriates me. Mm-hmm. It's important that we bring somebody on who has that perspective, can share with us, and just have an open conversation about it. So we will introduce them. Rachel is with us.
Hello.
This is exciting stuff. I've never had sisters before. Just kidding. I'm super excited to kind of open this up and really explore. I have a lot of questions for you. So I told her before this, I was like, if anything's uncomfortable, just say it's uncomfortable. We have a safe word here. Oh, wait, no, we don't. No.
I was going to say the safe word is it's Real Talk Sunday.
It's Real Talk Sunday. I don't want to answer that. So that's it. But give us some context. Val, lead us in. Ask her what's going on.
Well, now I can say that. So you were with this person for 2 years.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then what I have my observation of what happened is this other person that was your really good friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not your bestie.
We not don't my wanna, bestie, but
a fucking OG like
close,
for sure.
Yeah. But like close to being a bestie, I'd say.
Yeah, we just hung from out my quite observation, a bit.
I would have thought she was a bestie from third party. So I had even seen this person. This same person would show up to our parents' house. And my parents would make this person a meal.
Yeah.
I mean,
she came over a lot.
All actually. The things, ooh. Right? How shady. So you can kind of go in and say wait, what
how
happened.
Long were you with this guy for?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
That's right. You said that.
It's okay.
I'm dab sitting.
I,
not a dab, but you know.
So this was my first like real relationship. Mm. So, anything before that was like maybe like a couple months where I'd gone on dates.
And yeah.
It all started by him kind of confessing to me as we had become close friends. I was like, oh, I have feelings for you. And I was like, okay, I'm desperate and signed on up. So
this is new. I want to try this on.
And so we went on a couple dates and I was like, wow, I've never seen this side to him. He's so soft and nice. And he's so different when we're one-on-one. And so we started dating and, you know, before I knew it, 2 years, almost 2 years. It was about like a year and 6 months, like when I started, things started getting sketchy, I guess. Mm-hmm. Everything was fine before then, besides some little spats. I mean, it's a relationship. You don't expect everything to be perfect. But we were planning a trip for my birthday to California, and I was going to have him meet my family out there. And he was all excited about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad you're excited. And a little bit before then, this friend of his that I met a couple times started reaching out to me and talking to me more and was like, hey, like, I think you're really cool. We should hang out more. And I was like, sure. Okay. I could always use more friends. And it's since they're already friends with my boyfriend. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And I didn't hang out with them much individually. It mostly was like me, my boyfriend, and her. Mm-hmm. And so that started happening about 6 months before the end of the relationship. We started hanging out quite frequently as like a unit.
Yeah.
And we went on this trip and I started noticing things getting suspicious because we were on this trip and he was looking for presents for her. I was like, why are you looking for presents for her? Like, I don't understand.
Maybe a red flag.
Yeah.
No. Sus.
I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, well, I'm just trying to get one for my friend, you know? And he had never offered to get me anything throughout the entire trip. I asked for one thing on the trip when we were at Downtown Disney. And he was all like, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. Sounds good. I thought I was maybe being dramatic. I don't know. So I just kind of went along with it. I kind of had a vibe that something was going on. But when we got back from that trip, which included a lot of terrible happenings, which should have tipped me off.
Yeah.
One of them being him spending the entire night in Vegas getting a tattoo instead of celebrating my birthday.
Oh. Red flag number 17.
No, there
don't
was a
worry.
Lot.
Our dad was pissed.
Yeah. He was not very happy. But once we got back from this trip, we had into like a real like argument and I was just like, I enjoyed having a good time with you, but it felt like I was being neglected. I talked about it and he was all like, no, everything's fine. Like, I think everything's fine. Like, I think I'm just having a hard time and maybe I need to talk more. I'm like, okay. And it was kind of just surface level. I kind of moved on. I was like, okay, I mean, everyone has bad days, weird weeks. I don't know. I gave him too much benefit of the doubt. I was like, oh, I trust him so much. It's everything in life is hunky-dory.
You
were in love.
You thought you were going to be with him forever. I did. You literally said that.
I did really think I was going to be with him forever. I thought like, wow, first shot.
Yeah.
Kicking ass. Like,
that's cute. Oh, I fucking love that.
And so
how old were you? Just curious.
So I was with him from 19 to 21.
Okay. This young love.
Yeah.
The good, good. Oh.
And it's in tragedy.
All right. Go ahead.
And so within those, like, from the time we got back from my trip, and that we had about 3 months before all hell broke through loose. What happened is I started talking to a friend I had in art class in college, and I was like, I think my boyfriend is doing something weird. I think maybe he's cheating on me. And she was like, no, you just gotta have trust in him. Like, it sounds a little sketch, but like, you gotta understand. And keep in mind, what I was asking her was like, they're spending the night together.
Bro.
Yeah, so she would spend.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, she would spend the night at his house because she didn't have a car.
But he lived with his parents.
Yeah,
so that's not as like.
That's right.
We're still. Do you know what I mean? We're not like at our apartment.
So you're thinking because the parents have met
friends.
You.
Yeah,
my parents are like that wouldn't be cool in my house.
Yeah.
Also, my mom would never, because I was 19. Yeah. I remember I moved back with my mom a few times. There was no way.
I had people spend the night at my house, at my parents' house.
Did you
all the
have
time.
A boy spend the night in your room?
Yeah.
When you were 19?
Absolutely, I did.
Stop. Oh my God.
Yeah, what a slut I was.
Who?
We're
getting off.
Freddie from college.
Fucking what?
Multiple times.
I'm not surprised.
My mom would never. She was
Rachel
like,
was there. You were also, there. You don't remember these guys being in my room?
We were two different kids. So that's probably why my mom was like, absolutely not.
No, I might be a little traumatized. I don't know. I don't remember.
I just sneak
entirely.
Him through the window.
Nothing happened, obviously.
All this to say, she's spending the night.
Yeah, she's been.
This hoe is sleeping over at your boyfriend's house. And like, it's cool. They're best.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's cool. They're good friends. And she doesn't have a car. And so he just would say to me, hey, she's spending the night because I need to drive her to work in the morning. It's just easier that way. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. That's a rational explanation
besties.
For this.
For sure. You're such a good friend.
Yeah. I was like,
well,
wow.
Your punk ass took her to work too.
Yeah. So I also took her to work very, very frequently.
So you're like, I feel this. It's a friendship.
Yeah. So. And so I just let him, it happened for a while. He was doing it. And then I started to notice he was getting distant. He wasn't hanging out with me as much. It was more where I was hanging out with him and other people. And, I kept on communicating. Like, I kept on being like, something's off. What can I do? What can I make things easier? And he's like, no, it's not fine. Everything's fine. And would insist that everything was cool until in January, just turned good old 2020. He came over with this girl and we were all hanging out and it started storming outside. Like, because it's Idaho, it snows a lot. So I was like, you guys shouldn't drive home. You should spend the night. I don't want you guys driving in that. And we had like a really good time together. We had been hanging out. I was showing them some of my old drawings and being like, oh, this is cringe and moving on. And we were having a really good time. And I remember we're all kind of just like chilling on my bed. And she looks over at us and she's like, I have feelings for the both of you. I looked at her and I was like, oh, and I didn't really know what to say. And I kind of just.
Yeah, how did you feel in that moment?
I felt like I needed her gone.
So that you guys could talk
and
be like, bro,
so
did you know this?
I pushed her off into the guest room and I was like, okay.
Sidebar.
I was like, okay, so did you know about this? And he was like, oh, no. He's like, I love you both, but like.
Oh, wait, I love you both?
Yeah, like, but he made it seem like. He didn't really like specify platonic or romantic. And it was like 3 a.m. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, it was like, I was getting like delirious. Yeah. I was really sleepy. I didn't really understand what was going on. I was like, okay, but like, we don't want this. Right. And he was like, yeah, no, we don't want this. And I was like, okay. All right. Just double check. And I don't want this. And, and so, we thought everything was fine. We all went to bed. I wake up the next morning and I am like a wreck. I couldn't emotionally deal with the fact that someone had just said that to me. And like, so I had to talk to her and tell her because she had fallen asleep while we were like sidebarring. And so I'm like, hey, we're not interested. And he was silent the entire time. And that should have been a red flag. I was like, yeah. Hey, we're not interested. Like, we really love each other. And
right.
And yeah, no. And I was like, right. Like, you understand. He was like, agreeing. He just like, kind of like nods at me. Exactly. Kind of got it down. And she was like, oh, okay. And then she started crying. And then I was like, can you take her home? I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Okay, that's right. She doesn't have a car.
Yeah, she doesn't have a car.
Can you take her home?
Yeah, I was like, can you take her home? And then because I was having a breakdown too. I was like crying and upset because I'm like, I can't believe my friend just said this to me. This was really out of left field. And so he takes her home and I'm sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Mm-hmm. What the fuck just happened? I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years and then all of a sudden this bitch comes around and thinks she can just hop on in. Mm-hmm. She wasn't ever a part of this relationship. So I kind of like was like, well, that's weird. And so I text him after he's dropped her off and I said, hey, we need to get back together later today and set some boundaries with her. And I was like,
good for you.
I know. I was being shit. I've always been very mature in how I handle these things. So even though I was like kind of feeling really emotional and I wasn't sure how to feel about it, I was like, hey, we need to set some boundaries because I know this is what we want. So let's sit down and talk about it after when you get some time after work. And he ends up coming earlier than I expected. And I'm like, hey, what's up? And he sits me down in my own bedroom, by the way.
At mom and dad.
The audacity. He sits me down in my own bedroom and says that he thinks we should break up.
Oh.
And I'm like, why?
Bro, this whiplash right now.
Yeah, I know. Like, and I'm like, why? And he's all like, I'm just not good enough for you. And... you know, and I was like, okay, this is fake. Okay. Like I'm saying there's nothing we can't work out. Like I love you. You love me. If that's the common factor here, we should be able to work this out somehow. Mm-hmm. And he was all like, okay, there's something else. I'm like, yes, I knew there was something else. I was just waiting for you to say it. And he's like, I like this girl, the other girl, like my friend, our friend. Mm-hmm. And he says, and I was like, oh, there's the answer.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, that's not going to roll, dude. You can't like both of us. You can't have both of us. I'm just based off of what we talked about. You can't have us both. And he was all like, oh, but I can't decide. He said, he was like, I can't decide. I can't pick one of you.
Then that's your decision. And it stands in goodbye.
And I was like, well, you got to decide, bud. Get back to me.
That's crazy. Because in my head, I'm like, bitch, I am not an option. I am a priority. Yeah. Sorry.
I wanted to hear what he had to say. No, I demanded him to give me an answer. I wasn't going to let him to be like indecisive about this. Yeah. He needed to know what he wanted and figure the fuck out. I'm not dealing with that shit. And so I'm like, okay, bye-bye. Go figure out what you need to do. And so... he leaves and I'm like throwing shit. I'm like losing my ass. I get really angry. Sometimes I have a hard time with my temper. And so I was throwing shit and I was like crying in my room for an hour. And finally my mom comes in. She's like,
oh, mom.
She probably just,
she was like,
honey, is everything okay?
No, she was confused because we were supposed to go shopping.
No. Of course you were supposed to go shopping. Yeah, that's all you guys do.
We were about to go shopping. We're supposed to go shopping like an hour ago, but I texted her, hey, I'm talking to my boyfriend. Like, we'll go. Just give me a second. Mm-hmm. And she comes in. She's like, are we going shopping or not? And I was like, no. So I'm like sobbing on my bed. And I explain everything to them. And my dad is...
But he's like, I can't even.
Oh my God. He was furious. And so he's like, you need to call him up right now and have him figure out himself.
Could you see my dad just be like, I'll call him. Like,
And so I run off and I call him. I say, okay, me or her, figure it out.
Yeah.
And he was all like, he's like crying and consolable on the phone, trying to make me feel bad for him. And he even said like, you scare me when you get upset, like when you get angry, you're all scary. And I'm like, okay, like grow a pair. I don't know. And he's like, I can't decide. I was like, okay, decide. And he was like, I can't choose you. And I said, okay. And I was going to say something like really mature. I had something like really well prepped, like being like, okay, well then that sounds like a new issue. Like, I don't want to see you anymore. Instead, he just hung up after saying that.
Okay.
And that's kind of how it ended. I mean, I found out, I didn't even know he was cheating on me until the next month when I met up with some of the friends of our common friend that he cheated on me with. And they told me that they'd been pretending to be together for months when we were together.
Oh, no.
When I wasn't around, they were holding hands, kissing on each other, and had been sleeping with each other.
Why didn't they tell you this?
Oh, because they think that they thought they were. Oh, sorry. Because
you're scary when you're mad.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, like.
So am I.
No, there's. Imagine being so immature. But they thought they got away with it.
Yeah.
They thought they got away with it.
They were like,
no, maybe. I meant like your social circle. If they're like, no, while you weren't here, they were besties. It's bitch. Why didn't any of y'all tell me that?
It wasn't my social circle. It was like their social circle separate from me.
Not your circle. And it's also like, too, you got to think, not my circus, not my monkeys. Like, I'm not about to dip in their shit.
Yeah. But my thing is, I'm still on this. How does it go from you guys are cheat, you know, having an affair, if we want to call it, having an affair,
infidelity,
whatever. And this bitch sits on the bed and goes, I have feelings for both of you.
Well, because they were trying to be.
They were trying to be sly about it. Yeah.
Like, I just can't get past it's like, that. It's
let's shoot our shot. If she turns it down, okay, we'll go to plan B.
That's the thing is, that's so hurtful is they've been conspiring.
Yeah.
It doesn't even. For me, it's not even like the intercourse. It's the conspiring of this fake this life. Like.
19-year-old, 20-year-old bullshit plan where they're like, we can flip a coin, see if she's into polyamory, but she's not. And to think too, say you'd be like, fuck yeah, all right, I'm down. Let's go. And they'd be like, oh shit, it worked. They didn't think a couple weeks in you wouldn't fucking figure out that they've been fucking around behind your back for a minute. Y'all have a lot of chemistry right off the bat. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
How'd you know she like a finger in her ass? You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to bring up sexuality about this, but I am going to because that's me. From an outside party that is your sister, yes, I'm protective, we already know, but from not knowing them that well and just showing up at the house and you know me, I'm like, what's up, guys? Right? That bitch, I hope she's a better person now. I don't know.
I don't.
It'll be a while.
I hope she suffers.
For real, though. For real.
But here's why it was sketchy. This is why it was sketchy, and my sister gave the benefit of the doubt, is because that bitch presented as a lesbian.
Yeah, a mask lesbian.
She presented as a mask lesbian, and she would make it known. I think this is why it's more traumatic.
Yeah.
Because she presented as a lesbian. So, and this individual that my sister was with all those years, he was bisexual in that while this. So she was aware of that. That's fine. My sister's open to dating who she loves or whatever, you know. But that bitch presented as lesbian. And again, you can love whoever you want and you can hook up with whoever you want. I don't care, obviously.
But it was like loud and proud.
Yeah. And she had and again, looks aren't everything, but I'm going to describe. She had a shaved head.
Yeah.
Very mask, like I was saying. So you would never catch that.
Well, that now makes sense. I was over here. I'm not going to lie, Rich. I was like, you dumb bitch.
I'm spending the night.
But if you're a fucking lesbian you're friends with my boyfriend who's clearly bi and, you know, we're working things. And at that time, were you just cis? Were you just like, you know what? I'm into you.
I've always been about like, people, not about.
You always said
like,
you're pansexual.
I am. Yeah. So yeah. I'm not bothers me. Like if you could come out to me as anything, and I'd be like, cool. Like works
so
with
now
me.
Her shooting her shot kind of makes sense, even though it was collaborative, which is still horseshit. But from a I guess if I was putting myself in your shoes, be like, all right, no, you're lesbian. Yeah, I'm fucking. Yeah, I'm lovable and I'm pan, and he's by like this could work, you know. But I'm not doing that. I'm not sharing. So that's one thing, but so that kind of makes a little more sense now.
Yeah, because like, you wouldn't.
That's not
think
as stupid
were,
as it sounded until I played it back. But this context here, you're like, well, fuck, all you guys are you know in, you guys are in your genders and in your sexualities, and you're all friends, and so feels everywhere. But like that bitch,
yeah, really.
I hear they're still together.
They actually I heard through the grapevine.
But they've stayed together for a
they
while.
They were together about
how long ago was
about
this?
2 years.
2020.
It was almost 3.5 years ago. And they dated for 2 years and recently broke up.
Good.
Like what? I think within the past year.
And it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. me too, honestly. I hope like she cheated on him or something. I don't know. I hope shit went down. That is all.
Okay. So here are all my questions, right? It's not even a segment. It's just, I'm about to drop some questions. Cause again, I'm just curious. This is my curiosity.
Yeah.
Do you believe once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yeah. I don't think, I think people can.
It's like when a dog bites somebody, it's like, oh, I gotta put that dog down. They're gonna bite again.
I'm more inclined to forgive a dog than I am a person.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I think always a cheater because they're always gonna have that mindset. And if they're a decent person, I think they could change. But in this situation, I feel like if you're personally burned by someone like and cheated on, that they're always a cheater, at least to you. Mm-hmm. You know,
you're. Oh, for sure.
So,
which actually I had a sub question, but finish. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they're at least a cheater to you. And so I don't think they can change your, it's very hard to change your perspective on someone. So they might change and become a better person. I don't care. They're always going to be a cheater to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would probably answer, you know, for you, do you believe that you can stay with a person in a relationship who has cheated?
I think people can. I don't think I could personally do mm-hmm. that. I think if someone cheated on me again, let's say he did say, oh, I choose you. I would have been like, cool, bye. Like, yeah. I wouldn't have stuck around to just be battered around some more. So I have strong judgments against people as soon as they burn. I get burned once, I learn. I'm pushing you the fuck away. So
yeah, you're not like, please, sir, can I have some more? No. Well, good for you. One, because this did happen when you were younger.
Yeah.
Just kudos to you for the maturity. One, the way you were handling yourself and then your communication. And also, like, the way you were able to really dissect this and not, I haven't heard yet, like, internalizing it. What's wrong with me? Why wasn't I good enough?
Well, she did that.
That was a phase. That was a phase.
No. Yeah. Well, okay.
That was years ago. She's gone to counseling.
Yeah, for sure. We love therapy here.
Oh, of course we do. And I think that's another one. Is like, I feel, and this is my opinion because, again, I've never been through this, but I feel like our society specifically does not focus as much on the healing portion. This shit changes your fucking brain chemistry. The side effects that come from infidelity are fucking serious. And a lot of times when people are having this social call, like, oh, yeah, he cheated on me. And you're like, oh, girl, I'm so sorry. Or, oh, yeah, she fucked my best friend. It's like, oh, dude, that sucks. I'm sorry. Yeah, thanks. No, we're talking the tail end, the repercussions of this that come with being cheated on are so big. And we don't spend enough time saying, like, I am so fucking sorry. That's trauma. Mm-hmm. That shit blew your fucking shit wide open. And you have to heal from that before you go into another relationship because you want a shot in hell at happiness again. You know, and it's like that crazy thing where you get a new boyfriend. It's like a year later. You're like, all right, I'm good. And he's just having an off day and he's busy at work. And he's like, Kay. And you're like, Kay, this motherfucker's cheating on me. You know what I mean? It's like, no, babe, I didn't get a lunch break and I just want to get back to you. But it's like you're in your head reeling. But I think... And that would probably bring my next question. When did that switch flip, or what part of your journey did you go from that internalization of what is wrong with me? Why not me? Why didn't he pick me, to getting your power back and saying, fuck no, they're unwell. Like, yeah. They're fucked.
I think it was hard particularly for me because I got broken up with and cheated on right before the pandemic happened.
Oh.
So
my society was like, sit with your feelings in this room.
Go nowhere.
Go nowhere. Do nothing.
My healing was deeply delayed because I was just left with myself. I didn't have friends for support. I didn't. I was by myself with my parents. And I mean, they had tried their best, but they really couldn't support me in a way that my friends could, who understood the situation on a deeper level.
Yeah.
So I did some really unsafe and not good things during that time. I picked up drinking as a habit, and I really did beat myself up. I am a kind of person that's like, okay, so what did I do wrong? So how could I prevent this in the future? And it took a lot of just therapy, honestly. I had had someone constantly telling me, it's not your fault. He was stupid and hurt you, and she was stupid and hurt you, and you're all like relatively young. So I just had to get it drilled in my head and really just focus on continuing to go to therapy and leaning on people when I had the chance. Like, once COVID was over, like, my healing like increased like really quick. I was able to be with people. I was able to do things to distract myself,
get
back in the groove of things. I think it's just, I don't know. I'm always a big advocate for therapy. I think when you get stuck in your head, it's really hard to get out of it without someone who's a licensed professional telling you, hey, bud, that's a little rough. You want to like move away from that? You want to try something like that's not the truth. That's what your head is telling you. It's an easier excuse.
Therapy is like inviting somebody into your art studio and then being like, okay, you hung that there. Yeah. What is that about? Tell me a little bit more about this piece. Maybe we should move it over here.
Yes.
Maybe we retire this piece. But I had one of my best friends. She's an amazing, amazing human. One of the most amazing human beings I've ever encountered. She's been cheated on several, like her stories are crazy, crazy, crazy. And I'm like, how could anybody hurt you? You're amazing. But she says, I do that when that happens. I go, okay, what's wrong with me? What can I fix? Because you know what? I can control that. And I love that.
Yeah.
You got a critique for me? I can fix that. Let's go. But when it's not anything I can fix, it's like this spiral. You're like, oh shit. So just a lot of just seeking help. Honestly.
Yeah. Seeking, like crying on my friend's shoulder and being able to talk to my therapist. And I mean, I think I've only like fully healed from it only like about a year ago. Like it took about 2 years of me to really like process everything that happened.
Damn.
And it still affects me every day. I mean, I still haven't been in a relationship since this happened. I've tried dating a few people, but then I get crazy. I'm like, oh my God, they haven't responded. Like, who are they seeing? Who are they talking to? And that was like someone I've gone 2 dates with.
Mm-hmm.
It rewires entirely how you think.
Because you still have, what is it? You can heal, but you still have triggers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just that reminder we've come too far. Like,
you have to figure out what triggers you to then know how to cope with it.
Yeah. And right? I've been, and I think the biggest thing for me, my therapist working on like lately is like figuring out what my boundaries are. So then if I know exactly triggers me and what my boundaries are, then I'm going to be able to go into a new relationship healthily and not, worry about if they're going to cheat on me or if they're going to do something else. So,
And that shit's right on par. Don't worry
about that till it's your exclusive. Well, when they say we're exclusive.
She loves unsolicited. But here's what I'm coming back to facts. When I was actually really looking into this because I was like, okay, fucking why do people cheat? What's going on here, right? And that was actually right on par. It takes like 6 months to 2 years to heal from the actual like repercussions of like, holy shit, I was cheated on. But infidelity trauma and all 2 to 5 years just to be like, okay, we can do this. And I was going through and I was like, oh my gosh, what is like, how many people cheat? Like, what is this? Is this an epidemic? And it was like, according to LA Intelligence Detective Agency, the numbers are they're high, especially in the United States. And I didn't go worldwide, but worldwide and number one issue for infidelity, the number one issue
for divorce,
for divorce is people fucking cheat, which leads me to think, in your opinion, we'll save this for after these statistics, but chew on this one. Given that statistic, is monogamy feasible? But coming back to, 30 to 60% of married couples will cheat at least once in the marriage. 74% of men and 68% of women admit they'd cheat if it was guaranteed that they would never get caught. Ooh.
Oh, no.
60% of affairs start with close friends or coworkers. An average affair.
The secretary.
Don't fuck your secretary. An average affairs last 2 years. 69, no pun intended, percent of marriages break up as a result of an affair being discovered. And the reason, why people cheat goes, there's a list here, but back to my question. Given this and all the numbers I just spouted here, do you think monogamy is feasible?
Okay. I have friends who are poly, right? Like I'm decently exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way that my trauma played out with this cheating is that like it started becoming like a polyamorous relationship and it was kind of forced on me before taking it back and realizing I was cheated on. I think monogamy for me is the only option. Like I'm jealous. I'm very like protective of someone who's going to be my person. Like I want that one like person to be mine. Like it sounds kind of weird, but like, I know a lot of people see the appeal in polyamory because you have the openness, you have the communication. If you do it right, it's ethical. It's whatever you guys decide on. You have like a main partner and then you have, other people you see, and that's fine. But I think monogamy is feasible. It just relies a lot on trust. And I think a lot of people aren't willing to, especially at my age, like at our younger age, be able to like commit to just one person. And I don't know.
A lot of FOMO too.
Yeah.
A lot of FOMO.
So I think monogamy is feasible for some people, but I don't think it's feasible for everyone. Like, I think everyone has their own way of living, and mine might be being with one person and maybe being cheated on again. I mean, but it's
don't
how
put
I'm
that
choosing.
Into the universe.
And it's already out there. But like, that's how I'm going to choose. That's how I find love, and people might find love in many other people. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I think everyone has their own set of values and morals, and who am I to judge?
Truth.
Well, and I feel like that one relationship wasn't love. So, I mean, it was love in that moment, but I think you're going to find.
Yeah, as you get older. Like, I mean, there was still a lot of love there. It's hard too, because it's like, yeah, you're young, and then you have yourself going back and thinking, fuck, what was real and what wasn't?
Yeah.
When was this shit, right? So that's the beauty, I think, as you get older and you get into more relationships, and whether or not you're in an actual relationship where you guys are physical or whatever, there's just such a plethora of relationships where you're like, oh, this is good. This is love. Mm-hmm. This feels amazing. And I thought it was interesting that statistically men cheat more than women.
Not surprising.
Surprising. The reasons people cheat, which I mean, I was putting them together. Yeah. Grief. Okay. Mm-hmm. And people are like, you know what they all do it when people die? You have sex. It's like, oh yeah. Okay. So when people are really sad or they're having these like roller coasters of emotions, they reach out to usually whoever is around, but, typically just falling out of love straight up. The need for variety, or they're bored, they're feeling neglected, or a love or type of love is not being met. Situational forces. So this one was basically like, I was fucking drunk. She climbed on top, the whole thing. Low self-esteem, which, out of anger or resentment for the other partner, not feeling committed, or they're unsure about where their relationship stands. Sexual desire straight up is like the number two reason people cheat. They're that hot. Like, it's literally if like one of the hottest individuals comes up to you, like, hey, they were really hot. Which sounds stupid when you say it out loud, but I understand.
That's like the animal instinct.
Oh yeah. Or it's like, and regressed parts of self. But a lot of this too, like every time I think about that, I'm like, yep. That is such a you issue. This is such a you fucking issue. And that really sucks for you. It sucks for you because like the recipient, honestly, you dare I say victim of this is you have years ahead of you of healing to just get back to what you are rightfully deserving of, which is love, wholesome commitment, and a safe relationship with somebody who you know, respects you. And so it's just like so much fucking work goes into this and not a lot of people talk about. They talk about the revenge dress. They talk about, wow, she's handling it well. Wow, yes, she is saying you don't deserve even my fucking eye contact. Mm-hmm. Amen, sister. But a lot of that is going deep within oneself and being like, we can do this. We just need to talk to a professional. We got this. 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 And there's some days where you're like, I don't got this. I don't got this. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't it me? And so it's just... ugh, it's just such shit. I have like two more questions and then we'll bring this to a close. But at any time, did your intuition speak to you?
And I think I brought this up briefly. Like I talked to my art friend about it and she was like, oh, no, just trust in it. And I actually brought it up to my parents a couple of times. I'm like, do you think it's weird that like he stays like him and her like staying together like overnight? That seems strange.
No.
And I actually, I left this part out, but I had actually confronted him like twice before I actually found out that he cheated on me. I said, hey, are you interested in her? You can tell me. And he was like, no, I'm not. And even when I asked if he cheated on me, he said no with like a full chest, was like, nope, I haven't cheated on you.
Well, yeah, they didn't want it to come out.
But
literally,
I mean, at that point, if I'm asking you, you might as well let the jig go. Like I asked twice before this final conversation happened. So of course, my intuition was off the charts, but I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I had no reason not to trust him.
Why didn't you listen to it?
Because it was my first love, you know, I wanted everything to go right. I wanted things just to work out. And so I ignored things that should have been like, okay, this is over. I've asked him twice if he's cheating on me. I really should call it good after that. I shouldn't be doubting him so much, but it was just a hope. Like, I think it was had to do with my age. Like it was my first love. I was very excited and I didn't want things to turn out badly. Yeah. I had high hopes to like thinking this is my person. Oh, wow. This is so exciting. And And I think I was trying to be like too mature about it. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, okay, we can work this out. Like everything's fine. Yeah. Anything that happens, we can work it out. And I just let myself kind of be stupid in the process. I just ignored it and was like, it's fine. Like,
will you let your intuition serve you in the future?
Oh yeah. I've learned from that. Like listen to it the first time, because mm-hmm. if I would have listened to it, and I would have saved myself a lot of heartache. I would have yeah. saved from him like coming to meet my family in California. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, imagine like introducing someone to like your entire family and being like, this is my boyfriend. I'm so in love with him. Ha ha ha. And then like 2 months later, you're broken up.
Yeah.
Like it was embarrassing.
Yeah. No, I feel that. That's the rough is I saw the stupid thing from like Steve Harvey. I'm not like a big fan or anything of him is whatever, but I saw it where he was like, you know, women have intuition. God gives you intuition. We're born with this. And men are hunters, and what they're going to do is they're going to hunt for it. Right. And they're going to find the one, and they're going to have a lot of ones that are not the one. And that's some of y'all, right? You're not the one. And the thing is when you're in the relationship, he's going to show you you're not the one. But every fucking time you look at your intuition and you go, la 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 la, because you want him to be the one so mm-hmm. bad. Stop doing that. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing you need to teach yourself and your daughters and your partners and everybody around, it's that female intuition. I always say it's my number one thing. Listen to your gut. Do not. You're born with it. It's there for a reason. It keeps you safe. It keeps you grounded. It keeps you sound. But so many of us, and I got this from Glennon Doyle, so many of us would rather let down ourselves, which is one person, than let down other people and correct other people. And so that we always choose ourselves every time. We'll let ourselves down. We'll get over it. We'll heal from it. We got this. Instead of being like, no, fuck you. This something's up. I can't do this. No, or I quit, or I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah, I think.
But overall, how I have to ask this though, just from what I've experienced with friends that have been cheated on and they have triggers, they have this trauma that they're trying to do better.
Yeah, dude. Mental health, after anxiety.
The first time they've been cheated on, right? Like say it's happened multiple times or they think it's going to happen multiple times. How do you know how to trust your intuition at that point? Because the first time you didn't listen to your gut and they were cheating on you.
Yeah.
And then the next time you're like, this is fucking sketch.
This is what I happened with the compass, right? It's yeah. like you have this internal compass and it's like, no, bitch, north. And you're yeah. like, no, yeah. we're going to go south. Okay, no, bitch, north. And then you look back and it starts going wobbly and you're like, well, which way's north? And it's like, I don't know. And then you look back on it a third time. It's like, yeah. and you're like, well, fuck, where do I go? Well, you haven't been listening to your compass for so long. No one fucking knows anymore. And you got to reconnect.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying, knows. Like, how do you know if you're being crazy or not because you're triggered? And that's what I've witnessed a lot with friends of, like, they call me and they're like, am I being fucking crazy right now or is he being sketchy? Because they don't know. They don't know how to follow their intuition anymore because it's happened so much.
This is in past relationships or in the same relationship?
No, I know. I'm saying they've gotten cheated on. They're in a new relationship.
Gotcha.
That guy's like, this bitch is crazy. Yeah.
This bitch has trauma.
That's what I'm saying. They get deemed as crazy, but it's because they can't follow.
Yeah. I have my answer.
No, but I'm just saying, like, but how do you get back to
my
knowing?
Answer is you need to take a step back from that relationship and you need to reconnect with yourself before mm-hmm. you go back into it. That I feel like that trauma hasn't been fully healed mm-hmm. or you have not reached a spot in your life to where you were ready to take on that, but you needed love and so you wanted it or you know, circumstantial.
Totally. I'm just saying that sucks for people that I'm saying yeah. I'm like showing empathy of like it. I can't imagine not being able to know.
Bro.
What am I trying? Like,
you start gaslighting yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking.
No, like my therapist, like I've challenged this kind of thinking before. My therapist used to tell me and continues to that until you have a positive experience, your brain is going to continue to think this way.
Negative,
So if you keep on having negative experiences, of course your brain is going to be like, this is going to be a negative experience.
It's not Raz, dude.
And
what are we looking for
but
today?
But once you're healed and you're able to look past that, and you have that positive experience, it's easy. It's smooth sailing from there, mm-hmm. you know? And it's all about, I think healing leads to that positive experience. If you don't heal and can move on to someone else, you're setting yourself up for disaster. You're setting yourself up for another negative.
For sure.
But yeah, I don't know. It brings grief. It changes your brain chemistry.
It's betrayal, dude. That's where it comes down to.
Causes chronic stress, depression, anxiety. Yeah. Like, it's serious shit. And you got it. You have to, with all due respect, you got to heal it. That's a big fucking deal.
Wait, I have one question before your story.
Yeah.
Who is more at fault?
The bestie bitch ratch
or the man that did it?
I have my answer. I have my answer. I'm going to put it out there. It is definitely in every situation. If you are someone's friend and you are sleeping with someone's partner, you are the worst person in that situation.
Oh, what? I knew that was going to be good.
Agree to disagree.
I'll say mine and then you can say yours. I think if you are truly in an intimate and serious relationship and that person cheats on you,
you're my ride or die.
You're my fucking priority. And you can hurt that person like that, right? Like you're going to cheat on them and betray them. I think it's betrayal. It's right? Betrayal.
It is.
But then that bitch too betrayed too. Like, I don't know. Like I definitely think it's your partner is first to blame. But that ratchet ass hoe that is watching you guys be together, there's something not right here. Yeah. And you're like, I think I'm going to fuck him.
No.
Like, I think I'm going to be the one next. I can have sex with him before you do.
I'm a firm believer in, like, bros before hoes, right? So, like, if you are my friend, I expect you to hold yourself a little higher. Like, I have my friends here. My partner is probably, like, a little lower. Like, I'm setting
that up. That's the issue.
I'm over here like, okay, well, that's now enabling incompetence.
No,
you know what I mean? I hear you, hoes before bros for sure. And I was even thinking, I was like, oh my God, what if B fuck Val? Like, oh my God,
what
would that happen?
That's what I wanted to bring up, too. I'm sorry. Like, what if you
I don't have
Kayla.
Fucking kids with you. I don't have fucking kids with you. That's my ride or die.
Yeah.
He goes down first. You're going down with them. Absolutely. Yeah, both bridges are being burnt, which like the heartache to lose a friend on top of losing your love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bow, bow, double tap. But at the end of the day, like this comes up all the time when I see people cheating, they are more furious. And actually this is the story I'll tell you too. They're more furious at the women, the partners, the people, the bitches they cheated on with than they are their husbands or they are their wives. Yeah. They're more upset. And then I don't necessarily see that double standard happening with men when they're like, dude, she fucked my best friend. I don't have a best friend or a wife anymore. It's what it is. Right. Mm-hmm. But I don't hear them say, I blame her. I blame him. Mm-hmm. They double down on her.
It's because
the whole family turns
that's
on
when
her.
Because they're avoiding what really happened. So if they can put the blame on the outside party.
I'm just saying, women get fucking
but
fucked.
But I'm just saying, if they can put the outside party to blame, it helps them feel better in that moment. Right? Like,
I put a bullet in him and I tie you up. That's all it is. Like, I'm just kidding. No, we all know I'd handle it better.
We know that wouldn't happen because that's
it's their fucking fault. Because they didn't have
Kayla before anything of that happened.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
the thing that just like at the end of the day, like, if there's anything men will have, it's the audacity. All right. But at the end of the day, to not have the maturity to come up and be like, yo, we have to have a talk. I have these thoughts. And I've even said it in the previous episodes. Like, real talk Sunday, you need to have a real talk fucking Sunday. Don't go fuck her. Have a real talk Sunday first. And then go from there. You guys have to make a mature decision. But yeah, I was just saying, like, we'll end on this little story that I have because I just finished City of Girls. If you haven't read it, it was like bestseller back in 2017. Me and my sister and my mom are in our own little book club. But just finished it. It's a great, fire, sexy book. I highly recommend you read it. But there's this situation in there where that happens, right? I don't mean to be a spoiler alert, but a situation where there's this wonderful celebrity, Edna. She has a really sexy young boyfriend. She's older. She's an older woman, but she's stunning. She has a younger husband. Sorry, not boyfriend. And he cheats on her with a showgirl and this other bitch. This bitch's name is Vivian, okay? And Vivi's young, like 19, 20 years old. Super pretty, great. She was drunk, but she was also mad and had her motives, right? She fucks Edna's husband and everybody finds out because they're celebrities and it's in the tabloid. She has to go to Edna and basically face it. And I bring this story up because the way Edna handles her, one, Edna's older, more mature, but
the fact that she shows up so seemingly unbothered and cold about this and gives her this speech, right? She has her come into her dressing room after the show and gives her this cut up, just fuck you speech that's so elegant. I'm going to read it for you. But my favorite thing is that after this, she gets basically lit up by her family at a fire squad. Like, why would you do that? You whore, you dirty little whore. And she said, I would rather be subjected to the litany and scrutiny of my entire family, like a fire squad that I was, than I would that cold way that she completely neglected. And years later, she bumps into her and she's like, Edna, hi, it's Vivi, it's me. And she goes, I don't think I've ever met you. I'm sorry, I have no idea who you are, and walks away. And it's just this cold, like, you're fucking nobody to me. But she says this. What you are, Vivian, is a type of person. To be more specific, you're a type of woman, a tediously common type of woman. Do you think I've not encountered your type before? Your sort will always be slinking around, playing your boring, vulgar little games, causing your boring and vulgar little problems. You're the type of woman who cannot be a friend to another woman, Vivian, because you will always be playing with toys that are not your own. A woman of your type often believes she is a person of significance because she can make trouble and spoil things for others, but she is neither important nor interesting. And she goes on to basically tell her, you are a nobody. You are not important. I thought you were interesting, but you have the potential to be interesting, but you're just pretty because you're fucking 20, but that's going to fade. You're not interesting. You know why you're not interesting? Because you fuck boys that aren't yours. And the thing is like, you have to understand that. When you're going into another relationship and you look at your friend group and you're looking at your man and you're looking at your partner, or your woman, and you go in there and you got to understand, like, you have to take care of you. And the fucked up people who think that this is okay and who do this to other people are truly unwell. Mm-hmm. They need help. They have problems mentally and psychologically. Yeah. Some of them are actual narcissistic sociopaths. Like, they're crazy. It's sociopaths. It's crazy. You have to look out for you and you have to rise above that. And to heal from that, eventually you're going to have to forgive them in your own time and in your own way. I know it sounds audacious. You're like, yeah, fucking right. Yeah. But true healing to where you are so fucking unbothered by that, you blame them elegantly for now. Guess what you pulled from it? You're going to listen to your fucking gut now. Yeah. You're going to count them red flags now. Oh, you're not going to take this shit for no. And you're going to appreciate the love and respect in a new relationship now. So you blame it elegantly, right? But you just, God forbid you run into them any day, and just hold yourself so fucking high. You do not deserve my eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nah.
The only time that I ran into her and she just ran away from me. She ran.
Oh my God.
Booked it. I was just the like, child. Oh, I didn't even get to say shit. You just left. Like
that, you are a child. That's the thing too. I think we even touched on this prior to where I was like, wow, this just gives me an insight into like how she was raised and how confrontation she's, you know, handled in her upbringing in her family and what she thinks this is. Like, this is communication to her. This is normal. It makes me pity people like that who are just so childish in their approach to relationships. And it's almost like, wow, you're too dumb to even understand the significance of this. This is crazy. You can't even have a conversation with me. Damn. But anyways, all this to say, this was a great roundtable. I really appreciate you letting us into your past and your trauma. Thank you for sharing your trauma with us. Fine. It's a lot. But I'm proud of you for coming out on the other side. And you deserve love. You're a beautiful person. Oh, and I'm not surprised a bunch of people fall in love with you because it happens every day. But yes, this is definitely a real, real talk Sunday. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yes. Any last words there over there, Sister Sue?
No, I'm just proud of her too. I mean,
because outside, she's fucking successful.
Yeah, she's gonna be.
She's got her shit together.
She knows how to save her money. Okay,
she owns a house.
Yeah,
she's in it.
I owned a house by 22, guys. Just want to put that out
22.
There.
22, buy it,
and that one time we saw him on the freeway, and I flipped him off.
Iconic. Sure.
It's iconic. I was like, oh my God, that's him.
Mario Kart his ass and just start throwing shit on your window. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Like, fuck him. That blue shell fucked him up.
Fuck him. Total that bitch. Anyway, so.
And you know what else you're going to learn? That you listen to your father. Okay.
Oh, don't put that out there.
Oh my God. Why are we getting parents in
this? Because he was like, I remember him saying, and
I'm hearing you, so I'm right.
Can cut this. When he was like, now, Rachel, high school sweethearts happen, you know?
He would tell me this all the time.
He would say it all the time, and I'd be like, that's right, Dad. Like, I was with him. I'm like, yeah. And I was like, and he was just like, you may not. He wasn't saying, like, you're not going to be together forever. But he's like, that may not happen. He was trying to set her up. But when you're in that, like, state.
I was in La La Land.
Yeah,
I was
like you're not going to listen to your dad. Like,
for sure.
I'm like, yeah, whatever, Dad.
Yeah, literally.
I love him.
Yeah, literally.
It was a little mermaid moment. I
know.
For sure.
Been there, girl. Been there. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. But all this, all this to say is if this has ever happened to you, I'm super sorry. And you don't deserve it. You amazing love. And hopefully you can seek a therapist because therapy is the root here to healing.
Yes.
And if you've ever cheated on somebody, like, go get some help because that's fucked up and you need it. But ultimately, we have a song of the episode here. We're going to dive in. It fits a little on theme. Mm-hmm. This song is called Love and Hennessy with an N. Love and Hennessy by A-Chow. A.C.H.A.L. Enjoy your listening ears and thank you again for joining us on Real Talk Sunday.
Dame un poco love with some Hennessy. You know I like it when you're mad at me. I know you're with him, pero ven aquí. I know you're with him, but you're calling me. Dame un poco love with some Hennessy. You know I like it when you're mad at me. I know you're with him, pero ven aquí. I know you're with him, but you're calling me. In Miami on a Monday. Fucked up thinking where my life went. With her and she like Mariah. Canta when I get inside her. Mira ahí, I know. I don't call back, yeah, it's me, I know. I've been so gone since when we last spoke. Doing what we did since when we last spoke. I'm a book of love with some Hennessy. You know I like it when you're mad at me. I know you with him, better than I can. I know you with him, but you calling me. Throwing drinks when you see me out. You don't like it when I bring a girl around. I gotta calm you down, sit you on the couch. Pulling down your hands, grabbing on your mouth. Mira ahí, I know. I don't call back, yeah, it's me, I know. I've been so gone since when we last spoke. Doing what we did since when we last spoke. I'm a book of love with some Hennessy. You know I like it when you're mad at me. I know you with him, better than I can. I know you with him, but you're calling me. I'm a book of love with some Hennessy. You know I like it when you're mad at me. I know you with him, better than I can. I know you with him, but you're calling me. Fuego, fuego, tú lo haces, pones todo, todo, todo en mi delante. And I want it on the go, go, go. When it comes to me and you me tienes loco, go. Yo te busco en la noche, baby. Fuego, 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 tú lo haces, pones todo, todo, todo en mi delante. And I want it on the go, go, go. When it comes to me and you me tienes loco, go. Yo te busco en la noche, baby. Dame un poco love with some Hennessy.